Here's El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
Match.com is a business. And like any business...
Knock him out! Knock him out! You got your time!
Any person that has lawful business...
We may disagree with him on some issues, and we may wish that...
Bleeping retarded.
Booty is worse than butt.
World famous Phil Hendrick show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. Now, this hour, we're going to have on Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry is a longtime conservative. He's going to be talking with us about what I continue to believe is a fascinating story. And the reason why I think it's fascinating isn't because I think Westboro Baptist Church is all this. I think that they are they're the definition of the Poe's Law, as we came to understand it. That is, there are some people so extreme, it's impossible to satirize them. But Mr. Grover, as a conservative, is going to be coming on and talking about these protests by Westboro Baptist Church members at military funerals. And as a conservative and one who believes in free speech, where is he going to fall on this particular issue? That's coming up in just a second here. 877-876-PHIL is our number on the Phil Hendrick Show. And also visit us online at philhendrickshow.com, where we have our live streaming video of the show right now. Phil TV in HD is what we call it, because it is high definition video, and it's a beautiful picture, and it's a beautiful thing. So head on over. Also, you have access to all of our archived material. We have thousands of hours of archived radio material. We have our podcasts every day, Classic Phil podcasts from our legacy material and so forth at philhendrickshow.com. It's the greatest entertainment buy in the history of man on this planet. If you don't believe me, ask other backstage pass members.
Yeah.
All right. Senators try to bar military funeral protests from the Westboro Baptist Church. The controversial Westboro Baptist Church would be restricted from holding its inflammatory protests outside the funerals of U.S. service members under a new bill being offered by a bipartisan group of senators. The Kansas-based church often sends members to attend funeral rites for service members killed at war, waving signs that claim God hates the deceased because America tolerates homosexuality. Earlier Thursday, five church members protested such a funeral in Florida and were met by a much larger counter-protest, according to Patch.com. Drawn up by Senator Olympia Stone, who is a Republican from Maine, the Sanctity of Eternal Rest for Veterans Act, or SERV, would mandate 2 hours of quiet time before and after funerals and set a 300-foot buffer zone around the funerals and a 500-foot buffer around routes to and from the memorials, and it would also provide for fines of up to $50,000. So let's get Larry Grover on the phone here with us from Culver City, California. Larry, a longtime conservative with Conservatives of Kern County. And you had a hospital stay last night, Larry?
Yeah, I did have a hospital, briefly in the hospital last night, Phil, and thank you for having me on your program. Conservatives of Kern County has yet to make any statement, either endorsing or not endorsing this SERV Act. And we are, as conservatives, concerned with the protection of the right to free speech. This is as sacred a right as any that has been enshrined in our Constitution. Founding fathers recognized that without it, there is no forward motion, there is no evolution of society, there really is no society, there's no free society, unless we have the ability to counter what our leaders do, to counter what our neighbors do. I'm a conservative who believes very much in free speech. I'm also a conservative who believes very much in our military, and I believe very much in the sanctity of the military. I believe that there is no more sacred a funeral or rite of a memorial rite than the one that is given to a member of our United States military who has given his or her life in the line of duty. And I am sickened to see that there are some Americans who believe it is a positive thing and an act of legitimacy to stand outside a man's memorial service and speak of that man as being a damned individual or otherwise not loved in the eyes of God. And so we are at a crossroads, and we don't really know where to fall on this.
Well, there are other Republicans. I don't know the. I'd have to take a look, Larry, at the Congress people that are lining up on this thing. But there are conservatives as well as liberals.
Well, that's the part that frightens me. Why would any conservative senator or congressperson go in with a liberal on a piece of legislation? Do you understand what I'm saying? So in other words, if...
Why would they do what? Why would any conservative...
Why would any conservative join with a liberal on any piece of legislation? It doesn't make any sense. Conservatives, the philosophy of conservatives, liberals are anathema. So that part I don't trust. The other part that I don't trust is how it is a conservative would allow for protests at a military funeral. It makes me sick to my stomach thinking about it.
Well, they're putting up a buffer zone, okay?
Now I know about their buffer zone, 500 feet, 300 feet. The fact that they would allow within a mile of the place individuals that are calling down the damnation of God onto one of our fallen sons or one of our fallen daughters from a foreign combat, I'm telling you, it tests the patience of every God-fearing and America-loving man, woman, and child to see people like that standing out and protesting that way.
But I don't mean to get you angry, but you also believe in their right to free speech.
Exactly. It also equally sickens me that they are trying to push these people away from the funeral. That American citizens, no matter how odious they are, who have a concern and want to express that opinion are not allowed to do it. They're supposed to go to the back of the bus. They're supposed to go to some alley. They're supposed to go to some street that's blocks away. They're supposed to move their protest into an area of town that may be dangerous for them. They're supposed to move their protest from the area where they want to protest, which is the military funeral, and because they're considered second-class citizens because of their protest, they're told to go stand in the black section of town or the Hispanic section of town, which may very well be dangerous. They are.
No one's telling them to do that. They're telling them to 300 feet away.
300 feet. When you're put 300 feet away from the object of your protest, you have basically been told, go to hell. Because that's where they've sent you.
All right. Larry Grover is on the line with us, folks. And if it sounds as if there is a dichotomy here, there's a split here.
No, I'm not split at all. I am sickened by these protesters. And I understand that's what I said, that I also support them, but I'm also sickened by them.
Well, that's what I mean. There's a dichotomy here. As a conservative, you want them to have the free speech to protest at military funerals, but you also want the military respected. Now, I know you had gotten back from the hospital this morning, correct?
Yes.
Can you tell my audience why you were in the hospital?
I was in the hospital, Phil, getting stitches. And the reason why I was in the hospital getting stitches... it's because I was last night about 10:30. I'd gotten off the phone with Clint Gallup, who is our vice chairman, and we had talked about what is going to be our white paper on this. What is going to be our position on protesting at military funerals? Do we support the First Amendment, or do we support the sanctity of the military funerals? And I mean, we were on the phone for 6 hours, and we got absolutely nothing settled. I got off the phone, and I began to feel a great deal of anxiety. I don't smoke, and I don't drink. And God forgive me, but I had thought about these young people who cut themselves, and I had no idea what the attraction would be. And I literally went into the bathroom and got a double-edged razor that I still use. I use one of these old Gillette blades, razors, where it opens up and you drop the double-edged blade in there. And I began to experiment because I wanted to know why do young people do this and would it actually give me relief. And
you're kidding me. You started to cut yourself?
I began to cut myself not because I was a neurotic kid, but because I wanted to see if, in fact, it would give me relief, and if, in fact, it was anything that... I wanted to see why the kids are doing it, because...
You started to cut yourself with a razor blade because you were torn about the whole Westboro Baptist Church thing.
Yes, I was. I was torn by the Westboro Baptist Church issue of free speech for the sanctity of military funerals, but I also decided that once I saw that I had the double-edged razor, that I would see if... You don't understand.
Well, you went to the hospital and got stitches.
Yes, I did.
All right.
I don't understand. What's the pause? Is it all of a sudden, oh, we better get an ambulance over there because Larry's lost his mind?
No. I'm trying to formulate a way to.
Oh, you need to talk me down off the ledge? Is that what you need to do?
No, I do not, Mr. Grover. I'm asking. I guess what I'm saying here is, do you feel that you're in a good mental health?
Okay. I knew that.
I'm asking you if you've been driven to distraction by this issue.
Well, you're a conservative, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
What is your position?
My position is that they have the right to protest, although at a military funeral, just like the call to protect the American flag, just like the call, let's say, to protect the bald eagle, just like the various calls that we've had to protect certain national shrines, national monuments, or places of national affection, I think those areas need to be protected. I would never, ever countenance, for instance, protests at the Shanksville Memorium, the memorial site for United 93, you know?
As would I.
Okay. And so, therefore, I would never countenance protests at a military funeral. Now, it sounds to me like this is what they are addressing in Congress.
No. They're not addressing it in Congress because they're pushing people back 300 feet. They're pushing them too far away from the site of the funeral. To me, they are giving in to the liberals. The liberals that hate the military, the liberals that cannot stand the military, want to make sure that there is a protest afoot somewhere that can be heard or seen. The conservatives should be fighting them on that. But instead, the conservatives are letting them have the protest.
But it's 300 feet away, and it's also 500 feet. There's a 500-foot buffer around the routes. That is the route of traffic. Okay?
To me, it is a cop-out. And at the same time, I like the fact that they're protesting. And that's the thing that drove me to the point of self-mutilation.
You took a razor blade and started to cut yourself. Why? Because
I didn't know what part. I told you, I don't know what stand to take.
You don't know whether to support protests at the funerals or not?
Yes. What is your stand, sir?
Larry, I told you what my stand is.
No, you did not. You didn't tell me what your stand is. You told me that you support the protest, but you don't support the protest.
I support the legislation, the SERV Act, which would mandate 2 hours of quiet time.
Quiet time. Quiet. Is that what they're calling it? Quiet time?
2 hours of quiet time and a 300-foot buffer around the funerals and a 500-foot buffer around the routes to and from the memorials.
You know, they didn't have that law. Oh, God.
All right. Larry Grover joins us from Conservatives of Kern County. And, Bud, if you could get on the line with him, and who is a conservative, and as such, doesn't know where to stand on the protests at funerals for the military. Because he's a conservative, he believes in free speech and that the protests should be allowed. Because he's a conservative, he also believes in protecting the United States military, and especially military personnel who are being laid to rest, and so he doesn't like the protests. Last night at about 10:30, he became so distraught and anxious that he began to cut himself with a razor blade in much the same way that kids do this. And he returned from the hospital this afternoon after getting stitches. The question that I've got is he is so confused on things, he's cutting himself. Can you offer any advice to this guy on how to cope with this issue? His apparent confusion over the issue of free speech rights for the Westboro Baptist Church has caused him to act out like a teenager. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, coming right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And on the line with me is Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County. We have an ideologic question, and the question is, as a conservative, and I've answered the question the best way I can.
I don't think you answered it, Phil. I think you copped out.
You think I'm copping out because I agree with this bipartisan law?
Yes, I think that if you're a conservative and you say, well, I can't answer Larry's question, so I'll just cop out and take the, you know, there's an old song, you take the high road, I'll take the low road, and we'll meet in Glasgow in the morning. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
All right. When they sing that, and it was sung by the Scottish, and it had something to do with a war, I don't know, but it was about... how do we get to where we want to be? Now, this is a question. And
what does that got to do with anything? You take the high road, I'll take the low road.
It was a Scottish song.
So what?
If I could finish what I was saying, Mr. Hendry.
Go ahead.
The issue here are military funerals and the First Amendment right to free speech. I'm a conservative, and I need to have an answer as to what side I support. Do I support the protection of military funerals, and I keep the Westboro Baptist Church away from them, which means I do not support free speech, I support the military funerals, or do I support free speech and allow the Westboro Baptist Church to have their protest, which means I support disrespecting our military? I've been asking this question for the last week and a half. I had a meeting yesterday on the phone, I told you, with Clark Burr. I got off the phone, I took a double-edged razor blade, and God forgive me, I began to cut my arms and my chest. And
you were acting out like a teenager. Did you talk to a psychologist?
Talk to a... Phil, I'm asking you...
No, I'm just asking, did you talk to a psychologist?
I'm telling... Yes, sir, I did. And let me say this. I'm telling you that this issue is so, God, this issue has me so confused that I want to pick up a blade. I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to hurt myself, but I do want to pick a razor blade up right now.
Well, all right, I tell you what, I don't relate to this at all.
You don't relate to a philosophical question that is at the very guts of what a conservative believes in.
I do not relate to you cutting yourself.
Hold on for a minute. We have the double edge.
Hey, Larry, don't make a spectacle out of yourself on the radio, okay?
I'm not making a spectacle out of myself. If you and your audience can't answer that question, then I'm going to say this. There are no conservatives in America. There's just a lot of cheap, good time front running Charlies. That's what they are. Everybody wants to be a conservative because that's what the Rush Limbaugh wants you to do. But when it comes time to answering the real hard questions of a conservative, they can't do it. Give me the other one. No, the other, the double edge.
Hey, you know something, man? Whether or not I can answer these questions, whether or not the people of America, the conservatives of America, are real conservatives, or as you call them, front running good time Charlies, you know.
That's exactly what they are. They all want to be with the Rush Limbaugh. Oh.
What are you doing?
I just cut myself. Oh. Okay, is that what you want?
Because no, I don't want that.
Well, unless I can get an answer to my question. Oh. Unless I get an answer.
Are you cutting yourself?
Yes.
Well, I gave you my answer.
That's not an answer at all. That's not an answer at all. All that is walking up to Nancy Pelosi, turning around. And I won't tell you exactly what you do with your pants, but they're not around your waist anymore. And then you do something else, and I can't say it because I know we're on the air, but it has to do with you reaching. Let's say you're tying your shoe, And it,
hold on for a minute. Larry Grover with us. The question, as a conservative, what side of the issue should he be on? Should he be in favor of the First Amendment, let Westboro Baptist Church protest? Should he be in favor of protecting military funerals? He is so confused and so distraught, he has cut himself with razor blades as we speak. 877-876-7445, the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You don't even care.
Ow.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445. On the line with us from Culver City, California, is Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County. And we're going to get to some phone calls, Larry, to talk with some people about this, the so-called dichotomy between free speech and the respect of the military, which you are saying is quite, you know, I'm a conservative and I don't have anywhere near the angst that you're having.
I don't know of any other way to cope with this problem, because I have not gotten one decent answer, not even from you, Phil, on how to deal with the question of being a conservative and being an individual who will respect free speech as well as the rights of the military. Hold on a minute. This is the only way that I have, because you have to understand...
You're cutting yourself with a razor blade like a high schooler.
I think you need to understand, and your audience needs to understand, that it provides a level of relief. Hold on. Just hold for a second. God. Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
Boy, I'll tell you something, man. This is like, this is nuts, Larry.
No, sir, it is not. And, you know, I really resent you using that word.
That it is absolutely nuts on a radio show to do something like that.
The question is not whether Larry Grover cuts himself with razor blades. The question is, as a conservative, where do you stand? Do you support this Westboro Baptist Church and their right to protest, free speech, or do you support our military and the dignity of our young... Yeah. God, that hurt.
Who is doing that?
I am.
Stop doing it on the air, please.
Mr.
Stop doing it while we're on the air, please.
The only amount of relief that I'm getting is from this.
I'm going to get some phone calls up on the line here. I want you to stop doing that, please. 877-876-7445 in Kansas City, Kansas. Hold on for a minute there, Dwayne. Kansas City, Kansas is Dwayne. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
I don't understand why you can't understand why you're not getting an answer from Mr. Hendry. He's answered your question direct, sir.
He said to me that he supports this bipartisan bill, which is not a conservative stand. It's some lukewarm bipartisan Olympia stuff. I wouldn't go near it with. That's not a stand. That's a lukewarm, hey, bipartisan.
He already answered your question five times. Why don't you grow up and quit acting like a child?
Well, what is your answer? You know, are you a conservative? Are you a conservative, sir?
I'm very conservative, and the way you're acting.
What is your answer?
I'm real concerned about you, personally. You know,
of course.
If you're going to sit there and cut your arms and your chest, you might as well just don't stop and just go on up to your throat and end it, because you're real confused. You need to go ahead and cut your throat.
Wait a minute.
And be done with it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
This man is concerned, and I got to tell you something, Larry. When you're sitting there cutting yourself on the air like that, your mental health is in question.
I'm going to tell both of you guys something. I'm the only one that's really struggling with this question. That's why I'm cutting myself. Both you and this gentleman from Kansas City are willing to compromise and say, well, okay, I'll go along with Olympia Snow. I'd rather sip from a toilet at Dodger Stadium.
Then compromise with Olympia Snow.
That's not a conservative stand. That's not a conservative. Hold on.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
I told you
real confused.
No, sir. How is that a conservative stand? Please tell me. How is that respect for the First Amendment when you push these protesters back 500 feet? And
I thought you wanted to respect the military.
And that's the other thing. How is it respect for the military when you even allow them anywhere near there?
I sit and wonder what's wrong with our country. Now I know what's wrong with our country. It's nuts like you from California that are a bunch of
idiots.
You ain't no more conservative than a man on the moon.
You're not conservative either. You haven't answered the question.
You get on the radio and you want to make a fool of yourself. You're a grown man, and you want to sit there and get your razor blade out and make this public to the world? Come on,
I'm acting out, man. You can't answer my question.
You are mentally psycho, dude.
Exactly. You are beginning to worry people.
No, I'm not mentally. That's what they say to people who ask questions they shouldn't.
Man, I wouldn't want you to run for nothing and be ahead of any organization that does good for our country.
Because that's
scary. That's very scary in itself to know there are people out there like you that are heading up these organizations of you so-called being conservative.
You can say I'm a so-called conservative, but you haven't even defined why you're a conservative. And I talked to Chick Burr last night. You can call me names, but that doesn't define whether you're conservative or not. And I talked to Chick Burr last night, and he said I was one of the most...
Henry already told you his stand on it, and you ain't got enough sense to listen.
You haven't told me your stand on it.
You must have lost too much blood or something because your brain ain't thinking properly, dude.
Larry, that's not a bad question. How much blood have you lost?
I'll tell you something, but I don't feel good, but it isn't because I've lost blood. It's because I got to talk to guys like you and Dwayne. You guys don't have the sense God gave a billy goat. You know that?
I don't have the sense. You're sitting there cutting yourself with a razor blade.
Ask any adolescent, any teenager in America, they understand when no one understands them and no one can answer their questions, what do you think they're going to do?
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to San Antonio tonight, and on the line we have Melinda. Melinda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
Yes, sir. First of all, I'm very concerned about the gentleman that's cutting himself. Obviously, there's a serious problem there. Whether you're conservative, whether you're liberal, it shouldn't matter. Funerals should be private. A father has possibly lost a daughter or a son.
Yes.
A husband or a wife. I mean, seriously, this is private. If you don't agree with their politics, it would be no different than if a politician died. We don't go to their funerals and protest at their funerals because we don't believe politics or the way they thought.
If you're a conservative, you have to believe in free speech if you're a conservative. I don't know where the lady is or not. Are you a conservative, ma'am, or a liberal?
I consider myself a human being, and this is a funeral. This is a private moment for a family. They are grieving, and you should let them grieve in peace.
Ma'am, conservatives believe in free speech and the dignity of the military. And in this instance, both of those things are, I don't know what you call it, mutually exclusive, Phil, or how do you?
I don't know. They're in conflict.
They're in conflict. That is driving me nuts as a conservative.
A decent human being would not invade their privacy.
Are you still cutting yourself with that blade?
You know, boy, I tell you, it's the only thing that gives me relief. Now, ma'am, you said that the dead.
To be perfectly honest, I don't believe you're cutting yourself. You're just acting.
Yeah, I don't either. Are you really cutting yourself?
All right, you don't have to believe me. It doesn't make any difference if you believe me or not. What the most important thing is, can you answer my question? As a conservative, what side of this fence should I be on? Do I support free speech? Do I support the military? You say that there should be no protest, but that goes against. God, that hurts.
That goes against the First Amendment. As a decent human being, we should respect their privacy and not invade their privacy. Decent human beings would not do that.
Well, okay, so no free speech. Okay, thanks a lot. Boy,
thank you.
Can't wait for you to be president. No free speech? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. See, ma'am, you're the reason why I'm cutting myself. I think you're making it all up.
I don't believe you. You're a sick man.
Why? Why would you say I'm making it up? If
because, first of all, this ow and carry on. No, sir, I don't think you're even doing it. Have you seen
a child that acts out and cuts herself? That's what they
do. Are you a child?
No, I'm an adult.
Okay, then act like one. Act like an adult.
Then quit screwing around.
You're really doing that. Act like an adult, man.
I've got a double-edged... All right, I'm going to cut myself for real now.
Oh, you're going to cut yourself for real, so then you admit you haven't been doing it for real.
That hurts.
Were you cutting yourself or not?
Yes, I was, but I wanted to do it right on the phone for her.
Just be a decent human. Can I ask you something?
You know, Larry, you are acting and sounding like a jackass. For the more time elapses, the question about whether conservatives, free speech, you know, this bill that was crafted by Senator Snow and was signed off on by other Republicans as well as Democrats, you're right, serve, would enable these people at Westboro to protest 300 feet off of the funeral, 500 feet off of the route of the limousines and the cars that are in the funeral, okay? So it allows them to be there, but they are far enough away so that their chanting and their disgusting slogans and their disgusting, insulting signs don't have to be right in the faces of the family.
And that's not free speech. That's not free speech. Why won't someone listen to me? And that's why I'm cutting myself, okay? Thanks a lot, Phil, for no answer.
Oh, my God. That man needs help.
Oh, that's it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
I'm in pain, and you go, oh, my God, oh, great.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, Melinda. I really do. 877-876-PHIL. You know, I gave you the answer. I think that's a great compromise. We live in a country where we have so much freedom that it often runs, one freedom runs in conflict with another. We've had more Supreme Court rulings about where does my right to swing my fist end and your nose begin, you know?
What? What is that?
That's a common, what do you mean, what is that? That is a very, very common argument that or common comparison we make when we talk about the freedom of movement, freedom of speech. I have a right to swing my fist, but it ends where your nose begins.
I have a right to swing my fist.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I do not.
That doesn't make any sense to you.
The only thing that makes sense to me, I'll tell you what makes sense to me, because of the answers you've been giving me, the non-answers, this does. Yeah.
You are lying, aren't you?
You call me a liar. Oh, man.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our number is 877-876-7445. As a conservative, where do you stand on the Westboro Baptist Church military funeral issue? Do you stand with the First Amendment people that gives Westboro Baptist the right to stand there with their ugly slogans? Do you stand with people that want to protect our military and their memorial services? As a conservative, it's a tough question. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. During the break, you know, we were discussing, and welcome back here on our show, and we have our news and commentary and information hour coming up with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. During the break, we're discussing, you know, the philosophical issues that come up for any political party, for any ideology. And we were saying, for instance, that Barack Obama, in signing off on the Patriot Act, has placed into play the notion, the idea, whatever you want to call it, that the Democrats, liberals, progressives are not all united on some of these national security issues. Now, is it because Obama has had his mind changed? Is it because Obama, from the very start during the campaign, was very much strong on national security but muted it for his campaign address or his campaign position? I don't know. I don't know. But these are questions that are challenges. And so to that end, I appreciate what you're doing, Larry.
Thank you.
But to sit there and cut yourself with a razor blade because, like a child, you haven't gotten the answer that you want.
No. You're
No, that's exactly what's going on. Pound my hand up and pound my fist on the table. You know,
pound your hand up and down. Well, that is that to me. That's vulgar.
And I meant pound my fist on the table.
No, you had a fist that you were going up and down with. And to me, there's a big difference. And it goes to this, Phil.
No, I didn't do that.
It goes to this. It goes to the issue of, as I said, are you philosophically conservative? Are you consistent? Do you want to do a radio show about the conservative cause and the issues that are important to us? Or do you want to get the young male listener by, you know, putting your hand in a fist and going, ooh, like that?
And you cutting yourself, what is that?
That has nothing to do with...
No, that has everything to do with it. Everything to do with it. During the commercial, ladies and gentlemen, you'd be interested to know, Mr. Grover was sitting here going, okay, Phil, here is my impression of the female on the Nostromo, the last female to get eaten by the alien. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, the Veronica Cartwright character.
Okay, and then you went into that whole thing...
I didn't go into a whole thing.
You're going hoo, like that?
Wow.
Okay, you know what? I'm through. I'll take another phone call. 877-876-PHIL. It is a tragedy that the issue is not taken more seriously. I'll tell you that much. Here is David in Bakersfield. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, David.
I'm the only one taking it seriously.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. Mr. Grover should understand that this isn't conservative radio for conservatives by conservatives. It's radio for patriots by patriots, and that my stand is that these people should be allowed to protest, but they should be met by the police. And as soon as they start lashing out with their hate speech at the eulogy, they should be arrested immediately and removed for harassment. Because
that's not respecting free speech. That's not respecting free speech.
They're not respecting the military, so why should they in turn deserve any respect? They're acting like savages. Saying that God killed the soldier because this country supports homosexuality. Death is a very personal matter. And
there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't have... What are you talking about? Unless you're using four-letter words and things like that, you have the right to say what you want. And that's our country.
It's hate speech and harassment. They're harassing the families of that are alive. The soldier cannot hear them protesting their funeral. The soldier is dead and being buried, and the family
is the one that
has to hear them.
Well, they're not protesting for the soldier. They want America to hear them. They want America to hear them. They don't care about the family, and they don't care about the soldiers. What they care about is the family hearing them.
Mr. Grover, let me ask you this. As a conservative, you say you're conservative. Why would you support their free speech when they hate this country?
That's freedom of speech. That's freedom of speech. Even people that hate the country have freedom of speech.
And you would allow that? Why would you want to?
Yes, of course. If I don't allow it, then we begin to chip away at our freedoms. If I don't allow that, then what am I not going to allow next? And after that, and after that, and after that, until finally I walk up to you, David, and I say,
they're harassing the families. They're harassing the families that are alive.
No, they're not. No.
They have to live with the loss of the soldier who gave his life for America.
Right. Yes, they are, and no, they're not.
What does that mean, yes, they are, and
yes,
no, they're
they
not?
Yes, they are, and no, they're not. You saw Barack Obama and John McCain in the 2008 campaign.
Yes, they are, and no, they're not, because I'm split on the issue, and you're not helping me at all with it. I'm split on the issue.
Well, if you want to accept my type of solution, then you can keep cutting. And I suggest that they keep you in the 72-hour hold.
So David's solution basically is they don't have the right to that kind of speech, okay?
Then he's not a conservative.
Well, He may not be a conservative, but like you said, this is radio for patriots by patriots. David, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And when you're describing it as hate speech, it's a very, very interesting way of describing that. What do you think of that, Larry, it being hate speech?
I don't know. It sounds pretty far out to me. It doesn't sound like he thought it out very well. I think hate speech has more to do with racial issues.
877-876-7445. Let's go to Robert in Rapid City. Robert in Rapid City, South Dakota. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that the whole thing is a bunch of garbage, that people are allowed to disrespect the families, to disrespect America like that. I mean, you look at Kobe Bryant. Kobe, they just got fined $100,000. Well, for what? They violated his freedom of speech? Could he use that? No.
Well, he called the referee an F word, but see, that was in his job. That was in his workplace, okay?
Same thing.
If you're in the workplace.
Same thing.
Really.
If we didn't allow him to do that, then they didn't.
They fined him. They fined him. They didn't allow him to do it.
Yeah, but I'm
they
saying
fined him how much?
You're going to allow that from Arkansas or wherever he's come to do that, Kansas, then you need to allow everybody for anything. That's the liberal way right there. That's garbage.
Will you knock
that's
it off?
That's anti-American. And this guy you got on here is a nut.
Phil Hendry.